Lockdown musings of a forget-me-not. All of us are stuck at home, and we can't sing together. I'm sorely off me trolley, I don't know which from whether. Online singing? Holy crap, whatever will I do? See, I'm a total technophobe, a Luddite in a stew. Excel is just my limit, even then I don't excel. Just know enough to keep the database from going to hell. We've got folks who are brilliant, but sadly, that's not me. Words like bytes and bits and binary are enough to make me flee. Thank the Lord for Nora and the clever Tierney 3, who got our choir on Zooming and really set us free. Totally shamed by our young folk, as young as 93, who took to Zooming straight away, embracing it with glee. While I panic at a virtual choir, what's MP3 and 4? My good friends say, it's easy, but for me, it's such a chore. Through a phone screen or a laptop, I see my family. I just can't wait to see them all in reality. And what's this talk of cleaning drawers? I haven't done one yet. I'm the only one with messy drawers. That thought has me upset. There's been an epidemic of baked banana bread for breakfast, lunch and dinner and supper before bed. Each time I glance into the mirror, I shudder in despair. I wonder, could I knit a wig to cover up me hair? Me roots are waving at me, saying, look at us, we're grey. I might make myself a beanie or a scarf I could crochet. The telly just annoys me with bad news and politics. My saviour in these past few weeks, my new best friend, Netflix. Though, to be fair to RTE, they set our hearts aflame. Normal people on the telly, with Connell and his chain. Joe Duffy driven mental, as his live line jumped and hopped. Folks scandalised, demanding that this filth, it should be stopped. The sales of alcohol are up. We're drinking because we're bored. We'll all be alcoholics if life's not soon restored. I'm told I should rub alcohol into me flippin' hands. Should me fingers be fluttered. From the keyboard I'd be banned. You'd think I'd squander alcohol to put it on me skin. I wouldn't waste a single drop of my lovely garden's gin. It isn't all bad news though. A new talent I've discovered. A dull old chair in my bedroom I've now painted and recovered. It's only been there 15 years, brown and torn and bitty, but better late than never. It's now flowery, pink and pretty. Well, enough of all my ramblings. Shut up, I hear you groan. You've had enough of listening to this yappy granny moan. The booze, the grub, this COVID stone. How much more do I weigh? Which meeting should I head for first? Slimming World or AA?